Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Horford thought to set a screen, went away from it. Butler calls him back up, and he calls him up, draws a crowd, feeds Moody in the corner, two to shoot, gotta go. Moses fades, shot, good, and he hit it. His craziest release of the night, and he buries a three and got fouled.
Wow.
Crossover on Morris, and Morris reached in, got him across the arm as he went up, nailed the three, and now he's got a chance for a four-point play. Our guest, the rookie from Florida, the assistant of Brett Winkler, will put the headset on to talk with us. Hi, Tim Roy, along with Tom Tolbert. Will, first of all, congratulations on the win tonight. Kind of a tough slog there for a little while. What do you think got the Warriors going?
I'll probably just say our energy. We started the game off with a lot of energy and effort, trying to play defense, get out in transition, and play the way we know we're supposed to play.
What has enabled you to adapt to the NBA game so quickly?
I got to give credit to my teammates. I mean, they've all been so helpful with helping me adjust. The vets, me asking them a lot of questions, they've been giving me a lot of insight. So they've made the transition a lot easier from top to bottom. They've all helped me.
What are you focusing on when you get in the game, Will?
I'm trying not to think too much, just to keep it simple. Play the right way, make the right play on defense, right rotations on offense, and stuff like that. Just keep the game simple and try to impact winning.
Good answer. The less we think, the better.
For sure.
That I do know.
For sure.
It was tough to get it. This game just didn't have any flow from both sides for a while.
Yes, sir.
You guys kind of got into the flow a little bit, maybe toward the latter end of the third quarter. What do you think? Where do you think the flow came from? Like, what allowed you the offense to kind of get going a little bit?
Yeah, once we started defending and getting stops and stuff, it helped us to get in transition. That helped us to get our offense going. So once we get out on the transition, it makes stuff easier. It makes everything easier for us.
Will, I have to ask you this question because it's so impressive watching a kid who's just coming into the league, and Tom and I have both been around the league a long time. Who was the coach along the way that taught you about the importance of moving without the ball and being able to back cut when, you know, your defender turns his head?
Yeah, my high school coaches, Anthony Thomas, my coaches in college, Coach Golden. I would just say I grew up watching the Warriors. So for me, I knew what it took to be an impactful player on this team. I grew up watching them and loving this organization, so I knew how to fit in right away.
Were you a Klay Thompson guy?
Klay Thompson, Steph Dre, those guys made my childhood.
That's awesome.
It kind of made our run there, too.
For sure.
Hey, Will, congratulations on a 15-point night tonight to go with the three boards and an assist. And, again, we're just having a lot of fun watching you play.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. I'm having fun as well.
Thanks, Will.
Yes, sir.
Warriors with a 114-83 win. We're in the post-game part of the program here.
That was one of the – those Cavs teams were one of the best teams probably since I've been playing and watching and all that. So since – let's call it 90. One of the best teams that never won a championship.
Yeah.
They had a little window. They missed it, and then Jordan.
Yeah.
And then, right – and then there's a lot of teams in the Jordan era where they were like, oh – the Jazz could have won a championship.
Yeah. Or Seattle
could have won. But that – people don't – if you didn't follow basketball back then –
I mean, Jordan had to hit a couple of big shots to beat those guys.
You have no idea how good that team was.
Ron Harper,
Mark Price, Doherty, Hot Rod Williams, Larry Nance, Craig Elo. I mean, that team was stacked.
Wayne Embry was the general manager.
Stacked. Yeah. And they were like 60 games a week, clicking them off. Boom, boom, boom. Played my first game in the NBA against that team when I was with Charlotte. Just got demolished.
And then, you know, before the Cavs beat the Warriors, then you also had in the same, a little bit later by a few years, but you had a Cleveland Indians team that was stacked.
Yes.
One. You know, they had Manny Ramirez. They had
Albert
Bell. They had Tomey.
Omar Vizquel.
They had Alomar.
Both Alomars. Yes.
Bayerga batted ninth.
Bayerga, that team was loaded. Kenny Lofton. That team was loaded.
Oh.
Absolutely loaded. And who'd they get beat by? The Marlins. It just sometimes sports don't make any sense. They just don't. It's like, come on. Give the Indians their... they're due. Now the Guardians.
The Guardians.
Then the Indians. Yeah, that was it's disturbing the fish of the World Series. Let's go.
So tonight, the Warriors, again, I think these are learning experiences for the Warriors. I thought, you know, Brandon Pajemski finally got a little of his offense going in the fourth quarter, which is okay. You know, maybe the game was settled, but you know what? Seeing the ball go through the basket is very important, and Pajemski hit a couple of shots there. little struggle tonight for Jonathan Kuminga, but I think later on in the season that, you know, when these guys are playing without a star, that maybe they can figure some stuff out that's going to help them. Moses Moody saw some shots go down. You know, ended up 3 of 9 from 3, 4 of 11 overall. And, again, Will Richard, our postgame guest, I just can't rave enough about him. He is just so impressive. So impressive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Man, I wish I had you as my coach. Look, Tom, I know you're 4 for 11, but yeah, you saw some shots go down. That's good. I like that. Like 4 for 11, you realize that's like 35%.
I understand that.
That's hot garbage right there. I mean, come on, 4 for 11.
Baby steps.
I mean, like 4 for like a job. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Now, look, I don't know as a player if one game does anything for you. If you have multiple games one way or the other, whether you're hot or you're not, then you kind of try to figure out, okay, why? And a lot of times it's just mind frame. You get heading in the right direction, you hit a shot, get to the free throw line, do some good things, and you just feel better about yourself. And then that builds on that. That it's, you know, it's like stacking games together. And then sometimes it doesn't. And it's 82 games. And that's the biggest thing for young players to try to figure out, is how to make your way through those 82 games. And again, this is cliche, but it's so true. Not get too high or too low. Just learn a little bit from why. Like, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, I'm like, okay, why was I 1 for 9 tonight? Were they tough shots? Were I taking shots I shouldn't have been taking? Was it just one of those games that, you know, I couldn't hit a shot? Because you have those games as well. It seemed to me, for him, and I could tell he was thinking a little bit, like the gears were turning when he had a 10-footer that he took right into Huff and got a block, basically. It's like,
right. You're
thinking, you're not doing what you know you should be doing. And sometimes as a young player, when you're missing shots, I want to get as close to the hoop as possible.
Right.
That's not always the best shot. I bring this up all the time. Nelly told me this. Just because you're closer to the rim doesn't mean it's a better shot. And that's my former head coach that coached here, Don Nelson. So if I ever referred him as Nelly, that, you know who I'm talking about. He just said, and it makes perfect sense. Why would I take a 3-footer that's contested when I have like an 8-footer wide open? I should be able to make that 80% of the time. So, you know, you can tell when players are thinking about it a little bit. So, but it's a good thing this game you get the win, right?
Yeah.
The Sacramento game you didn't get the win. This one you get the win. You could learn from it and move on. And you said it.
Well,
that rough
and
that
Denver
road trip.
They didn't get a win. So,
oh, I'm sorry. I was going to the last game. I did. So
it's all about you. By the way, you
why wouldn't it be?
You know, Kuminga, he's 14-45 the last four games, 31%.
Yeah.
So you know, hopefully getting on the road, maybe he'll get, you know, a couple of nice runs and get some going.
Well,
so
go back and look at, you know, look at the tape, look at the shots. They have these cut ups that all the players get, and go back and look at your shots and see where you're getting them from. And see what's the flow of the offense that you're getting them in. And are you dribbling, getting your shots off? Are they catch and shoot shots? Is it one dribble? Are you decisive? Are you thinking about it a little bit? And now, I will say this. You don't want to get too far into your own head. Because then you start thinking when you're on the court. And as Will Richard said, and I totally agree, you think when you're off the court. You don't want to think too much when you're on the court. You want to be able to read and react to stuff. Because you start thinking, you know, guys that think too much on the court, they start smoking out of their heads. Like, their head's just smoking. Like, oh, my God, he's thinking too much. We're in deep trouble now. But I play with players like that. But, you know, players go through this. They just do. The vets don't go through it as often. But, look, I guarantee you we'll find a four-game stretch this year where Steph Curry shoots poorly.
Yep.
It happens. It just happens. And for younger guys, it probably happens more often. But you got to say, okay, what are my strengths? What do I need to do to impact winning? And let's do that first and foremost. And then we'll worry about it. I mean, look, he had 8 rebounds tonight. That's a good thing. You know, when Jonathan Kuminga has 8 rebounds in 20 minutes, that's a good thing. So I can't sit here, because there have been games where he shot the ball fairly well and scored and hasn't rebounded. And I'll be the first to say, let's go. We need to. So I got to go the other way and go, he didn't shoot well tonight, But he rebounded
and
well.
And he's been rebounding well the whole year. He's averaging over seven. So this is going to keep his average above seven. And, you know, he had a couple of tough ones where you could see he stepped back into the paint to get a board.
Yep.
Where last year there were times if he was on the perimeter and the shot went up, he was out. He was looking for the leak out. And sometimes you need to do that, right?
Yep.
If you're flying out to contest a three at the top of the key, you might as well just keep going.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But there have been more plays this year than I've ever seen for him where he comes back into the paint and fights for a rebound. And athletically, he is so good that he's going to get rebounds by just doing that,
yep.
just staying in the play. And so, you know, that's going to help. That's going to help everybody.
Every player needs to figure out how I can impact winning without making shots.
Right.
For every player, it's different. Whether it's defense, whether it's distributing the ball, whether it's rebounding, whatever it is, that's what you need to do. Because some guys are going to score, some guys aren't going to be asked to score as much. But everyone's got to figure out a way. You know, okay, how do I impact the game without scoring? Because too many times, guys get these box scores at the end of the game, and all they do is look at the far right-hand column to see how many points they scored. And that doesn't tell the whole story. I won't give the player's name, but we used to have a player that used to do that all the time. Like, I got my 30, I got my 28. And I'd say, yeah, but you gave up 34. Look at the guy you were guarding. He killed it. Like, I didn't say that because, you know, he was a star and I wasn't. But, I mean, you think it. You're like, who cares how many you got? Like, how many you gave up and we lost? I mean, what?
So the best story that way I remember, Jim Barnett told me a story. He and Butch Beard split time guarding Freddie Brown one night, and Freddie was on fire and had 56, right?
Oh, man.
So Al comes in the locker room and goes, oh, well, you got 56 points. And so Butch Beard looks at the statue and goes, well, but Al, if you combine my scoring and Jim, we had 58.
I'm thinking Al probably didn't laugh at that.
No.
Knowing Al.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy, that was something to watch, Freddie Brown going off.
Because
that was even before the three-point line.
Oh,
so yeah, like
that would have been like 70 easily.
Which made it even more incredible that he was even shooting out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got there's no benefit to shooting out there.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
He just shot it out there because he could, and that's where he was open. But they didn't call him Freddie Downtown Brown for no reason. That guy was launching. Yeah, and in the era of the three-pointer, you just think what his career would have been. It was good enough, but it would have been with the three-point line.
RC points out aptly that we've gone full circle on the great Lenny Wilkins right there.
I guess we have, haven't we? Yeah. Wow, how about that?
Good stuff. So Eric Housen tells me there is one seat available on the plane tomorrow.
He didn't tell you that. I guarantee you he didn't tell you that.
In the back by the fridge.
I guarantee you. He did not tell you that.
It's a jump seat in the back. But hey,
yeah. Yeah, it's a jump seat in the back. There are never
fully
seats
stocked.
Open. Oh. There are never seats open. It's for the third masseuse. We got that person drop. We got an upper body masseuse and a lower body masseuse. It's unbelievable.
To our medical staff, I did not say that. Tom Tolbert said that.
No, I didn't say they don't do a good job. I'm just saying, you know. Seems like one masseuse would be okay. What do I know?
Physical
is that what
therapy.
It's called now?
Training.
No, that's right. We can't
player
call them trainers anymore. They're athletic
player
trainers.
Development.
I mean, bite me. Get out of here. I mean, gee.
Let's go.
You are what you are.
Yeah, you know, remember the A's in the 70s, and they would fight and then go out and win a World Series game?
Yeah.
That's what Warriors Radio is. We're
You know what happens to a bobcat that says he's a puma? He ain't a bobcat very long. I have no idea what that means. Goodbye.
Kella's mic.
That is Tom Tolbert, ladies and gentlemen.